You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Michael K. is on the radio today. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on this Monday. It's February 5th, 2024. Michael K., Don LaGreca, and Peter Rosenberg with you. And we're going to take you to 6:30 and entertain you in the best way possible. Going to make you laugh, going to make you think, going to make you cry. All those things.
Cry?
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be some crying today.
You know, I had a lot of tears last night.
Why?
The Grammys. Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, that was really nice.
The Tracy Chapman thing got me. I thought that was wonderful.
So the thing is, people said that about Tracy. Like, that song just evokes emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't make me sad or anything. She looked good.
Yeah.
A little gray, but she looked and sounded great.
Right.
But Joni Mitchell, the fact that it was her first time, the fact that she's in her 80s, and then the words to the song were so heartbreaking and emotional. Oh, so it was a moment in time.
A moment in time. Another moment in time was what happened Saturday at the Garden, and that'll be our jumping off point today. And it was reported by our good friend Windhorse in Space that at the post-game on-court interview, LeBron kept wiping his face with a Knick towel. And that he did that on purpose to put pressure on the Lakers to make a deal to make the team better. Listen, the only superstars that I deal with that I actually have, you know, it's important that I have a relationship with them is Peter and Don.
Thank you.
But, like, that's going to scare the Lakers? I mean, the Lakers just tell go crap in a hat. You're going to wear a Knick towel and that's going to scare Jeannie Buss into making a deal? And Rob Pelinka into making a deal? I don't get it. And again, LeBron has proven over and over he's not a good GM. He's not a good judge of talent. He's a great, great basketball player, one of the greatest who ever lived. But what deal does he want them to make? Does he want them to trade Austin Reeves? Is that what he wants?
I don't know, but I also think there's something. He enjoys trolling Knicks fans and the Knicks in general. You know, coming in with the orange sneakers, and he's got the Knicks. You tell me the Lakers don't have towels?
Only
the Knicks have
towels.
Come on, give me a break. But why does he have to feel like he's going to do that? And this is why there's a lot of Knicks fans, Michael. I talk to them. I hear them on the air. They don't want any part of LeBron James. They want to do this on their own. You had your chance, LeBron. You could have came here 10 years ago, decided not to do it, and now we're good. But why does he always, and I still believe it was a troll job. You can tell me whatever you want. Of all the places that LeBron James could have made the announcement, it's got to be in Greenwich, a stone's throw from their practice facility and where they fly for road games. Get everybody to believe he was going to go to the Knicks. Why does he feel like he's got to troll the Knicks?
Because I think there, I can't speak for him, but I truly believe that there's a part of him that wants to play for the Knicks that always thought it was intriguing. And so he continues to string them along. Now, I disagree with Knicks fans because you saw in Saturday's game, if you watched it, all the injuries that they have right now is eventually going to affect them. They have beaten up on all the bats. I think they're 21-1 against teams under 500. Exceptional. And they've beaten good teams of late as well. But the Lakers came in with a brilliant defensive game plan. They kept doubling Brunson, making him work doubly hard to get open, get a shot, and it all fell apart in the second half. The Knicks couldn't hit a shot. You see Josh Hart is exhausted. You see DiVincenzo got a little tired, wasn't great from outside either, and they lost a game that would have made it 10 in a row. So if you ask me, would I take LeBron now? Yeah, because I don't know if Julius Randle's coming back. I have no idea. Well, we'll reevaluate in 2 to 3 weeks. And even if Julius Randle was coming back, I'd still want LeBron James. You see how he played that night?
I know, but I can understand Knicks fans saying, really, I don't want it to be about him, because then that championship, this special championship that has eluded the Knicks since 1973, now becomes just the LeBron James show. One of the things that's great about this Knicks team is they're gelling as a team. Even though Brunson is a star, they're doing it as a team. It's a likable team. And then this feels like, well, I got to hitch my wagon to LeBron James, the guy I've hated for 2 decades, and now the only way we can get over the top is with him. And then it becomes LeBron James's team. I can see a Knicks fan saying, no, as much as I want a championship, and I guess I'll live with one with LeBron James. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to do it without him?
But Don, I would buy that if this was a homegrown team. Jalen Brunson's a free agent. Julius Randle's a free agent. They traded for Hart. They traded for Ananobi. They a free agent. There's not a homegrown player other than the kids off the bench. So, no, that shouldn't be it. You want a championship, you get a championship.
But it's not about the homegrown. It's just about that this team, it's a team. It's gelling together. A bunch of likable guys. And then if LeBron James comes here, then it's the LeBron James show. And then everybody else is now riding the coattails of LeBron James. It's no longer Brunson's team anymore. It's no longer Randall's team. It's now LeBron James and the Knicks. And I can understand a Knicks fan being irritated by that. Yeah, they'll take the championship, Peter. But do you see what I'm saying? That it becomes, it's the LeBron James show. And I think it takes away from really what makes this Knicks team a lot of fun and easy to root for.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather win the championship without him?
No, I'd rather win a championship.
He also made it like extra annoying this weekend by pulling such a troll job right now. I wonder how that makes Knicks fans feel. Like,
but was he trolling Knicks fans or was he trolling the Lakers?
Here's the thing. They say he was trolling the Lakers. Doesn't it feel like a troll to Knicks fans, though, too?
Well, that's the byproduct of it, right? You're in Madison Square Garden where you never lose. What is it, like 12 of the last 13 times he's played at the Garden, he's won.
How much were the Knicks favored that night?
I don't know if they were favored. I don't know.
They probably were favored.
It had to be by a few points at least.
Listen, they had a 6-point lead going to the fourth quarter. Oh, look, the Golden. So now you lose that lead. You lose the game. Then there's LeBron with a Knick towel draped around him. He's wearing the orange sneakers coming into the building. It just feels like, I'm sorry, Michael, even if it's not intentional to Knick fans, the Knick fans are the ones that feel it. They feel that heat from him, and they're like, I don't need this. I mean, I would be on board with a Knick fan having that opinion.
Well, my worry with the Knicks is watching that game, a well-coached team with length, because the Knicks have so much length now. That sitting down, including Mitchell Robinson, I Achua's played well, but Ananobi is out. And if you look at the history of Ananobi, and this is not anything, he doesn't play 70 games a year. He's just not that guy. He's not Julius Randle. He's kind of like the anti-Julius Randle. So they are going to get worn down. They are going to get worn down. And if you and 30 times, by the way, 30 times, Jalen Brunson was double teamed.
Mm.
The presence of Anthony Davis underneath, all the shots that he blocked, all the shots that he altered, and you could see the fatigue on the Knicks. It finally got him in the fourth quarter. As Don said, they went into the fourth quarter leading. I talked to somebody who was at the game. He said that there was such electricity in the crowd before the game, he couldn't believe it. He just couldn't believe how great it was. But then the bottom line is they fell apart in the fourth quarter. You can't knock them. They just won 9 in a row.
Right.
But I'm afraid it's a little bit of a window on what could happen if you don't start getting the injured players back.
By the way, Gordon Damer reached out. 5.5, the Knicks were favored by
Saturday. Right. Thank you, Gordon.
But there's other options. There's other guys that they can go out and get, right? DeRozan is out there that they can go out and get. Murray, there's things that they can do. That's got to be LeBron James.
No, it doesn't have to be, but, I mean, who's moving the needle the most?
But what are you worried about moving the needle? You're talking about
No. It's moving the needle to win. LeBron James is a great player still.
You don't see that there could still be a problem. Part of the reason this team is so good is the cohesion. And now he comes in, and now he demands the ball. There's also an avenue it just doesn't work. It just doesn't fit. It seems attractive because it's LeBron James, but he's older. And he's going to command the ball. It just becomes a different team.
Well, I mean, but when you have a good coach there, a strong-willed coach like Thibodeau, and then you've got Jalen Brunson, who is running the team, I mean, LeBron has to come in realizing it's going to be a little different. But he's still LeBron James. He's going to command the ball in big spots, which is what you want. He's going to be able to hit a big shot. You know, at 40 years old, he was hitting big shots in the fourth quarter. It's beyond me why Knicks fans wouldn't want the guy. And
is it really, though?
Yeah, it really is.
I'm surprised by it. Is it really beyond you?
It's beyond me.
I mean, you might disagree with it, but...
I don't get it. I don't...
Well, because you're not a fan.
Listen, I could disagree. I'm a Knicks fan. I don't... LeBron James is one of the greatest players of all time. He's not a has-been. Even though he's 40, he plays like he's great. Why wouldn't you want him on your team?
Because I hear you. There's just sometimes... Don's right. I mean, the fact that he had the opportunity so long... Listen, we should be talking to fans all day about this, right? We can get their take. But I understand why you had this moment where you dragged it out and ultimately passed on them. Then you've done nothing but torch them whenever you're here for years. Then you come back and you sort of troll and toy with them again, and now we hear it's because really wasn't even about the fact that he might want to go to New York, just wanted to mess with LA. I could see why a fan would say, you know what, I'm good. I'd rather get it on my own than with LeBron. Why they think it would feel cheaper to get it with LeBron than get it on their own. I get it.
But isn't it interesting, the story that Stephon Bondi wrote late last week, the Knicks have patched things up with Clutch Sports.
Supposedly,
so,
yeah.
I mean, the avenue is there to get him.
If that's true, that's right.
The avenue is there to get him. So, we've got phone calls lined up right now. It seems like everybody doesn't want LeBron. I don't get it. So you wouldn't want to date Cindy Crawford?
Well, did Cindy Crawford diss me?
Well, what did he diss? He went to Miami. It worked out for him.
Had the choice. You wanted to be with me. You decided to go be with a friend of mine.
Right.
We're with them for a while.
Right. You didn't spend in my backyard.
Then you went back to your ex.
Right.
Hung out with them for a while. Then you said, you know what, I'm interested in someone. Went and dated someone else for a while. And then you come on back and you go, maybe I'll date you. And you go, you know what, I'm good.
But
I'm good.
But think about it. The times he had the chance to go to the Knicks were like prime bad Don.
You mean repugnant? Well,
yeah, repugnant. I mean, so he wasn't, I mean... Miami, at least, there was like some kind of framework of making it work, and then he brought along Bosch, and then Wade was there. Well, what was he joining with the Knicks?
He could have figured it out. Trust me, they would have become a destination if he was here.
You wanted him to turn down South Beach and no tax.
If you wanted to be here,
well, maybe you wanted to be in Miami.
But
if he wants to be here now,
listen,
Cindy.
Listen, I love Miami. But if they offer me afternoon drive in Miami, I'm staying in New York.
But don't you see how delicious it could be? I understand it's a risk. He didn't want you. You were a pug, didn't want to go to the Knicks, didn't have a chance to win with the Knicks, didn't want to pay the taxes. Now all of a sudden you're getting towards the end. And you realize you're not going to be able to win with the Lakers. And you take a look at the landscape and go, boy, the Knicks all of a sudden look attractive. And for the Knicks to go, no, we're good. You don't believe how awesome that would be for Knicks fans to say, now finally it's come full circle, and now we're good enough for you, but now we're like, nah, I think there's other options. We can do better elsewhere. We're good.
So here's LeBron. He was asked about that hourglass tweet that he had last Thursday. Now, the trade deadline is this Thursday, so we were all trying to wonder, you know, he's cryptic. He wants everybody to pay attention to him, and this is what he said about the tweet.
There's a lot of speculation about what your tweet meant with the hourglass emoji. Do you want to clarify?
Rich Paul, we're on the record. This phrase says you're not going to seek a trade. Will you be traded? You have an option this summer.
I know I'm deaf. But did you guys understand?
Not a word.
Why was that even up there? I mean, we couldn't understand it.
No idea. I heard a bunch about basketballs and people murmuring.
That didn't even sound like unbelievable LeBron.
How bad that was. I apologize to everybody and their family that's listening.
Well, we've played a lot of bad audio over the years.
Wow, that might be at the top.
So what did the hourglass emoji mean?
We still don't know. Unbelievable.
He said he didn't want to talk about it, but he spoke in basketball.
So you understood?
I was told in the room.
Right.
Maybe there's another speaker. How did you hear that? Is it because you have 30-year-old ears? Are we just old men?
No. They said, so, do you want to clarify your tweet? No. Another question. And at the end, he also says no. Most of it is the reporters asking him questions, very long questions, and he says no twice.
So I could have just articulated that rather than play inaudible sound.
But what enhanced it was, we're talking about basketball, and we heard basketball's dribble.
That's one of the NBA's got to figure it out. But talking to these guys while people are dribbling, it's the worst. It's not selling your product or your stars.
How has it still been?
I'm sure you heard the same sound of Clyde Frazier dribbling, and you're trying to interview Bill Bradley. I mean, what are we doing,
Michael? It's because they don't care about the media. Because the same thing happens in hockey. We go to the morning skate, and we'll get Peter Laviolette. And we'll talk to him, and he's standing right next to the skate sharpening machine. So we'll always
that's
get...
That's not
so,
even trying,
so,
dude.
Quickie's going to start... It's like, what do we... There's no place else. It's a huge arena. Go anywhere. You got to stand next to the skate sharpening machine. You got to stand next to where 50 people are dribbling basketball. What they're saying is, we don't care about you. We're obligated to do this because the league tells us so, but the league doesn't tell us where we have to stand. So let's stand next to the dribbling basketballs and the skate sharpening machine.
And all they do is walk in the tunnel.
Go anywhere.
Right outside.
Anywhere.
Right outside the locker room.
Anywhere. There's two skate sharpening machines, one for each team.
Right.
Okay? They don't take up the whole arena.
Also, why do they interview these people on the court when people are dribbling? I don't ever want to have another on-court interview on the show again. If I do the show 10 more years, if I ever hear another on-court interview, I'm walking out.
You're out.
By the way, I respect this.
I'm walking out. I'm out. Dribble.
That's it.
Yeah.
So you dribble.
It happens in baseball, too, on post-game shows. And you're trying to interview people, and they got music blasting.
Oh, that
some
was,
of it rap,
oh, yeah.
too. Some of it with curses. And you can't put it on the air if somebody's F that.
You walk into a baseball club.
I mean, you
club.
Can't just walk on. You can't turn the music off until the interviews are over?
But play. No, they don't care. They do not care.
But it sells the sport.
But don't you see? Players don't care about that. Coaches don't care about that.
Yeah, but the organization should care.
No, but the organization only cares about what the league tells them. The mandate is they have to speak, but they don't. They can control it by irritating you to where maybe you won't ask anymore.
Well, I'm irritated now. Let's listen to Don's new sound.
Zing!
That is a little...
we'll see. There's a lot of use for that.
Let's go to the phones. 1-800-919-3776. Carl in Queens. Carl, start it off.
Peter, Don, Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, both the great Dave Rothenberg. We all made it to another Monday and we're not dead. That's great.
That's
Is
right.
that what Rothenberg says?
He said it on the open this morning, yes.
Wow.
I have a quick funny question about the Super Bowl, if you allow me, after my LeBron point.
Of course.
But there are only two negatives that I can think of about bringing in LeBron. One, he is a great facilitator, right? He put it on display quite clearly at MSG Saturday night. But we already have our own great facilitator in JB. The second one being, he locks in on defense when he chooses. And he did in the fourth quarter against us. But that's not really going to fly with Tibbs.
But so Carl, he's 40 years old. I mean, Michael Jordan did the same thing.
No, I get it. No, and I understand. But Mike, in the fourth quarter, he locked down, Brunson. But I was going to say, even though it's highly unlikely, but I just don't understand how there's so many Knicks fans who are against bringing him in. I'm truly amazed by it.
It's odd. Don maybe had the best explanation. I'm not quite sure. What was your point about the Super Bowl, Carl?
Okay, I have a buddy who's a huge Niners fan. He called Pat Mahomes sus a week ago, so I decided to send him every day in our group chat a shirtless picture of Mahomes for the past week. Do I stop or do I go on?
But he called him sus, and you're sending a dad bod picture to him? I don't get it. So you kind of
I'm saying he's going to wreck the Niners. Yeah,
but you're sending him dad bod pictures. It's not like he's ripped. So you're probably playing into his narrative, Carl.
Well, no, even more so, it's going to be better when he does it.
Oh, I see. So you want to say, look at this guy with no definition. He's going to crush you. Okay. Everybody gets their jollies in different ways. I feel bad for Patrick Mahomes. He's got, like today, they meet the media. He's got to talk about his dad. DUI.
It's not what you want. Now, I will say this. I did not know that Pat Mahomes Sr. had previous DUIs.
Right.
He just comes off as someone as who would have DUIs. Does that make sense?
He was very slurry.
He's got a very but he also seems very likable, like a fun guy. Here's my question. Obviously, he has an alcohol problem. I think that's a safe thing to assume. This is just me assuming that, but you're so rich now, man. Just pay for a car service.
His son's rich.
Michael, he's a Major League Baseball.
First of all, he was a Major League Baseball player.
Well, you go look up. I bet you he didn't make tremendous amounts of money. He also has a divorce in 2006.
Okay, I think I think Patrick Mahomes is taking care of him.
There are a lot of kids that don't take care of their
parents. He's not a stranger.
Have you given a dollar to mom and dad?
No.
So there you go. And you're doing great.
He's not estranged, though. He's around. He's with him all the time. Just, you know what? Fine.
Does he have to take care of Jackson Mahomes, too?
Probably. You're not rich. Your son's rich. So what do? I'm drunk. I'm texting Patrick, and he's going to send me a limo. Patrick, send me a car.
So you're in Texas, and you're going to text Kansas City, and Pat's going to have to, like, Uber you somebody.
It's not what you want, but rather than risk it all the week before the Super Bowl.
I agree, but
yeah. I mean, of course you could get your own Uber. I'm saying if he's down on his luck, he's hit hard times and he can't afford a Lyft or an Uber. They're expensive these days. I get it. Although where was he in Texas?
Some outpost.
It was an $8 Uber, no matter where he was. Okay. Come on, man. That's inexcusable.
What are we looking at?
I'm still looking
earnings.
Because every time you do it, I'm just gonna have to go to baseball.
My guess. What was his last year in the league? You think?
I don't know.
03?
If his last year in the league was 03, my guess is...
30 million.
Not even. I think a little less than that, because he wasn't a great player, right?
He was okay. He was
I'll call 15 mil.
I think you're a little short.
Really?
And I also think you're wrong on this.
it was a joke. Right. He was calling me short.
All right, so, yeah. Oh, wow, I nailed it. 92 to 2003. So salary information...
You know, this could take us time.
Yeah, this
everyone settle back. Don's looking at a computer. That's Don's brain working.
It doesn't say on Baseball Reference.
You're not looking at the right thing. Peter gets it all the time when he looks.
You want me to?
Well, for current player, but it says contracts, and I punched it up, and it doesn't.
I call up Paul O'Neill right away. I know he made $62 million.
You've done that before, yeah. I can tell.
Well, nobody else is chiming in.
Well, the hard thing is that it goes right to Patrick Mahomes.
But I went to Baseball Reference. Where did it go in Baseball Reference?
I see something that only says 2.6 million.
That can't be right. Anthony has something that says 2.6 million. I mean, Peter's made that.
Well, that is the first thing that comes up according to Sportskeeda. They're not reliable. All right, Pat Mahomes on the baseball circle's history. I'm going to figure this out now that we've really committed to this subject.
Okay. Wow. While you're doing that, let me read about
it. All right, I got it.
All right, what is it?
Wow, his max salary. His salary, highest salary, was $750. He made it. You know who he made it with?
The Mets.
You know who gave him the most money?
The Mets.
That's right.
Uh huh.
The Wilpons. He made $750 with the Mets. That was his high salary for 1 year. He had 1 year at $500, and then a year at $360.
Give me a total.
I don't have the total in front of me, but it's not. Don's right.
The Patrick's going to have to help out.
It's a few million total. It's gone. And let me guess, that's gone.
Maybe 2.6 million.
Probably around 2.6, as Anthony reported earlier.
Wow. Well, Patrick makes $50 million a year.
$50 million a year, yeah. You say.
And yeah. I'm sure, because the NFL has all of these ways to get players home to...
They'll take care of Pat.
You know, he calls the league and says, I'm Patrick Mahomes' father. Can I get a ride home?
I think they take
care
of him.
They're going to go, no, sorry. It's only reserved for current players.
I think you could call Taylor Swift. That's how far I think it could be. Tay-Tay could send a car for him.
Now, you know I've been firmly in Tay-Tay's corner.
She had a rough night last night.
We'll talk about that.
Oh, you felt the same way I did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You played yourself. A little too much.
Oh, because I was going to say, my thought is everything that I feel about her with the NFL and how I think people are wrong.
That's what she's doing in music.
I think at the Grammys, they'd be right.
Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. And with DraftKings same game parlays, everyone's got a shot at an even bigger win for Super Bowl 58. String together multiple bets from the big game for a shot at making your payday even sweeter. Mahomes and the Chiefs are underdogs again. Will they pull off the upset? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Empire. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code Empire, E-M-P-I-R-E. The crown is yours. You must be 21 plus, physically present in New York. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms, gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Well, when I'm getting ready for a game, I have to be prepared. I have my line of cards, the latest team stats, and of course my mug of Bigelow tea. For me, it's Bigelow Earl Grey with a smooth taste that keeps my voice in peak condition, even when the game goes into extra innings. I refuse to settle, neither should you. No matter how hectic your day gets, grab your favorite Bigelow tea. Take a moment just for you. So grab a mug of your favorite Bigelow tea. Join the millions of fans that make Bigelow number one in New York. Bigelow tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. To Football Monday with the Michael K. Show, presented by Infinity and Slomans.
That's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Hey, hockey is back from the All-Star break. Rangers host the Avs at the Garden with coverage following us right here on 98.7. The Islanders are in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs with coverage starting at 6:30 on 1050. Please preset 1050 on your radio dial in the car. And the Nets welcome Steph and the Warriors to Brooklyn with tip-off at 7:30. That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original distilled, triple blended, or triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glass up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Forgive me for doubting. I just want to see. Yeah, okay. That was correct. 1-800-919-3. I was checking the Golden State Brooklyn game, because in the post today it said it's tomorrow. So it is tonight at 7:30. 1-800-919-3776. Very quickly on Tay Tay. I watched the Grammys and I bowed out for 35 minutes. I guess I missed the Joni Mitchell part.
Oh, you missed the Johnny.
Yeah,
Mitchell.
Because I was watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. Hmm. Not the best Curb of all time.
It was not. They will not be sending it to the
Paley Center. And you know how I love Larry, but that was not a great show.
But first episodes of shows can be tough. Right. I'm expecting a bounce back next week.
But anyway, Taylor Swift, people are performing, and this was at the Crypto.com Center, a.k.a. Staples.
That's right.
And there's tables there with all the big stars, and then the seats are occupied by fans, and she's standing up every time somebody is performing and dancing and mouthing the words.
I know.
Come on. Try too hard, bro. You're Taylor Swift. You got 14 Grammys. But you've won 4 Album of the Years in a row. Nobody's ever done that in the history of music.
No one.
What are you doing, man? I heard she did it later. Celine Dion makes a very rare public appearance. She ignored her on stage. Now, she hugged her later on afterward and thanked her and everything, but you could have addressed the fact.
Wait, Celine gave the award?
She gave the last award, Celine.
And when she got it,
she's just hugging all of her friends and jumping up and down. And she just grabbed the award from Celine rather than... And then when she gave the thank you speech, she didn't say, what an honor. There was...
SZA did it with Lizzo. SZA,
yeah, she did it with Lizzo, and there was somebody else that I can't believe.
Oh,
Mariah Carey.
Miley did it with Mariah.
Yeah, I can't believe I got you stand next to me. I mean, that would have been a nice thing to do with Celine Dion, who's really going through some health issues.
Okay. Let me just be clear. I've been on a merry-go-round with this Taylor Swift thing.
I'm a big Swiftie.
I'm not a big Swiftie. You guys know I've said a lot of things, but then started to defend her recently because it seems like people have gone over the top with the hating on her at the football games. Maybe, and by the way, last night was not the first night she stood for an entire award show. It's basically all the award shows I've ever seen her at. Michael, maybe I can give her the benefit of the doubt. She's truly that excited and supportive of her fellow artists that she really feels the urge to like stand up and sing. Someone has to tell you when she's going to be 35 soon.
Right.
You suck too much air out of the room to do that. Even for big stars, even for Billie Eilish or Miley Cyrus, mm-hmm. other big stars, when you stand up and you're singing, the camera goes to you.
Right.
Like, you just got to like...
So everything that people, like you said before the break, everything people accuse her...
At the football games, not true then.
She's not doing anything. She's just watching a game.
But here
she's screaming for attention.
And then if I'm going to... Since we brought it up, and I'm complaining now, and I was really in the zone to like Taylor and kind of root for her last night, then...
You promote your album?
The album promotion was so contrived and cringe.
Yeah.
She planned it. So I have a secret that I've been keeping from you for 2 years.
Once she said 2 years, I said, okay, she's not married to Travis Kelce.
Right.
But that was the first thing when she said, I have a secret.
Well, that would have been something.
Right.
You announce your... And then she goes, and I'm going to go backstage and tweet the cover right now.
Right. You're doing it.
It was just too
a little much.
It wasn't
And also,
great.
Since we're really firing off Scud missiles, Trevor Noah? Don't get it.
Listen.
Screaming at the top of his lungs the whole time.
Why are you yelling?
You got the job. John Sterling should always say when he announces screaming, go, what are they yelling for? They got the job.
I don't even
find him that funny.
Never. He seems like he's super smart.
Right.
And like, you know, classy.
He's handsome.
All these different things. He's got a great story. Supposedly his story of his upbringing in South Africa is like an amazing story. He wrote a book. But like, I gotta tell you, it doesn't work for me as a host. He had moments that are okay, but then the yelling just... And then, oh my God, the Ziggy Marley bit where they made like the cheesiest jokes about Jamaican accents about Bob Marley. Talk about cringe. I was
but
like...
But Trevor was better than Joe Coy.
Well, that's a low bar. No, let's say something positive though.
Okay.
Billy Joel looked great.
But I got something negative to say about that.
Oh, no.
And I love that song, by the way.
By the way, I think the song's good.
Song is excellent.
He has a real song.
Of course. It's a real song.
It's not a throwaway. It's a really nice song. I want to see him perform the song. It's a good song.
So, but they build it up and they save him for the end. Do you really think like SZA and like Monet?
Monet?
Yeah. They're really locked into Billy Joel? I mean, half the crowd there, I mean, they can't...
Well, you think they do it for the crowd or they do it for television?
Well, I guess it's for television, but I mean, they also have him play out, You May Be Right, and the people are just like, they're standing there talking, they're not even paying attention. Well,
but I would even make the argument even more so if it's for the TV crowd. The TV crowd who cares about Billy Joel is old.
Right.
Run that early.
Right. They're sleeping at 11:30.
If you want to keep people watching, just save Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish for later.
Right.
But I thought Joni Mitchell was fantastic. I thought Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs, that is his name? Yep. They were wonderful together. Victoria Monet, who won for Best New Artist, is amazing. There was a lot.
What a terrible speech.
Oh, what was her speech?
Just went on and on and on. Self-aggrandizing nonsense. These people have no sense. They really don't.
I didn't see her speech, but she's...
Oh, my goodness.
If you've got a good
3 minutes, listen, I mean, it's just like insufferable. Insufferable.
Did anybody have a speech you liked?
I thought Miley Cyrus's was good. Both of her speeches were okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little rough around the edges.
SZA, by the way, Don, Jersey girl, had her big moment last night. Do you know who she is?
No.
Never even heard of her.
No, I start thinking, is that the guy, somebody from Wu-Tang?
I knew,
they didn't make the cut.
But if you saw the letters, if you saw the letters SZA together, nothing. Isn't that funny? That must be an age thing too.
Well, why do I know it?
Because you try.
Well, you try a bit.
I took a knee last night and introduced my wife to the movie Night Shift,
which
Henry Winkler.
It was really good.
Michael Keaton.
Prime Keaton.
Yeah. And Shelley Long. I think it's a classic. I think that movie's hilarious.
It's a great movie.
What year?
82.
You know what the movie's about.
No?
They take over the night shift of a funeral home.
Of the morgue.
And they run a prostitution ring out of it. It's hilarious.
They become pimps.
Brokers.
It's a good movie. I never made the right decision.
And then, like, Michael Keaton is like this crazed guy always coming up with different ideas, talking really, really fast. And, like, he has this little recorder that he would, like, feed tuna mayonnaise while they're alive. Cut out the middleman. I mean, stuff like that.
Very classic Keaton. Oh, one last thing about the awards.
Yeah.
I mean, how much of a moment is Lionel Richie having? Did he not look great when he came out?
Yeah.
I was like, he's having a...
He doesn't look that old.
No.
He hasn't aged since We Are the World.
He's having a moment right now.
1-800-919-3776. Scott in Manhattan. Scotty.
Lionel.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Listen,
I just wanted to speak about something last week before I get to my point. Don, in your defense, when they say about watching Frasier,
right.
My wife loves it. Every night she can watch that thing over and over and over again. And how many times I fought for it? For the television, thanks for Frasier. So there are some people out there that really still can watch Frasier over and over.
Thank you. That's the real deal when it comes to Frasier.
Well, this was a reboot. It was fresh. It was new, but it was still the same concept. But thank you for the defense.
Yeah. But anyway, I was thinking about the LeBron thing and being a Knicks fan. I'm looking at it like this. My point is like this. The guy's 39 years old. And I look at it and say, well, what are we going to have to give up to get him? You know, we're not going to have the same players there that's going to, you know, get us over the top. And arguably, like I said, if you look at it, by the time we really get to where we need to go, even though we're playing well right now, he's a great player, guy's going to be 40, 41. So I just think right now, I don't want to go back into that old thing of getting an older player, like I said, not comparing him to anybody else because the greatness that he has.
Well, let me ask you a question, Scott. If you didn't know how old he is, how old do you think he'd be watching him play?
No. He's playing like a young guy in the league right now. Yeah, exactly. But like I said, but you know that can turn quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying right now, as a Knicks fan, we're in the right direction. Nobody expects us to be where we are today. They gave us a long-term trail on like where we're going to be at. So right now, just don't do nothing off the cuff. Just stay where we are.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Scott, but this expedites the process. You can make it happen this year. They're that close. Yeah, you got to give something up. You might give up Julius Randle. You might give up a lot of the draft picks. You want to win now or not? You want to win now or not?
What's he got left
on the
field?
You're saying it's like it's three, you know, we're 3 years away. You get LeBron, you accelerate the process. What'd you ask, Don?
What does he have left in his contract?
Oh.
So how long would he be here if they traded for LeBron?
A couple of years. I think he signed a 2-year extension maybe, but with opt-outs.
All right.
Let's go to Ryan in the car. Ryan.
Hey, guys. Best show on the radio. You know that already. I just wanted to chime in with the LeBron thing, too. It feels, you know, the difference obviously being free agency versus trade, but it feels very similar to me to the Brady situation. How could you turn down one of the greatest players in the sport ever?
You can't. You're right, Ryan. You can't. You just can't. It doesn't make sense. The only difference with the Brady situation is that you got him for free.
And also, that Tampa team was not winning a champion.
Neither is this Knicks team.
I don't know. Why do we know that?
Because I think that they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not sure if they can win a championship.
All right, maybe not this year, but why is it? Yeah, you expedite it, as you put it, but you know, maybe they get closer and they can win it next year. It does. You kind of feel like you're selling your soul a little bit.
Yeah, okay, I'm good. I'll sell my soul for him. And not just, my soul, personally.
I get why you would. By the way, I could certainly make the argument for doing it. I was just defending the idea of the Knicks fan who doesn't want to do it, but I could certainly defend doing it.
Let's go to James. Joe in New Jersey. JoJo.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Michael, belated happy birthday, and
thank
I hope
you.
You're all well.
Thank you very much. Yep.
Thank you. One quick thing, gentlemen, I thought of. If LeBron James were to come to the New York Knicks, it would be like Reggie Jackson joining the Yankees in the 70s. They wouldn't win without him, and he'd get all the attention. Thank you so much.
Well, it doesn't matter who gets the attention. Thurman Munson got a ring. Roy White got a ring. Chris Chambliss got a ring. And Reggie soaked up the air. Okay, cool. So what?
Yeah, baseball's different, though. I mean, that's a team, even though they had gone a long time without winning, it wasn't that long. It was like 15 years. This is 50 years. And part of the charm of this team is that they're such a team. And as great as Brunson is, there's a lot of other things that are working. It's such a fun, likable team. It instantaneously becomes LeBron's team. And so as much as Reggie had the Reggie bars and the straw that stir the drink, it's LeBron James and the Knicks. He becomes the face of this team. Like, all the work was done by everybody else, and then he parachutes in, and then it becomes his team. You don't think that that's going to rub Knicks fans the wrong way? First of all, you don't like the guy to begin with, and then all of a sudden, it's all about LeBron.
You want a championship or not? Doesn't matter how you get it.
Well, sometimes it does, Michael.
But if it was all, like I said earlier, if it was all homegrown people, I'd understand totally what you're saying. These are all people that were from other. Mitchell Robinson was drafted by them.
Who else? But it's still a team.
Hartenstein is a free agent. Brunson was a free agent. Hart was a trade. DiVincenzo's a free agent. I mean, well, what are we doing? Julius Randle was a free agent.
I don't know. It would bother me.
I don't want you to be bothered. Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN are brought to you by Sloman's. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME to learn how you could have the Sloman's Shield professionally installed free. Sloman's, the difference is human. Now, Peter, when we come back, I had a moment on Saturday with a very big star.
Really?
A moment, yeah.
A real star?
A real star.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
You excited about it?
I'm excited to tell you.
It's for me?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think you'll be impressed.
Really?
I don't get what happened, but it happened. I told Don, we don't get what happened.
Can I make sense of it?
I hope you, well, I mean, you're going to be able to right away, whether you can see it or not. I know you're intrigued now.
Very.
Yeah, I don't know if you can. I can't make sense of it, but there was something there.
Okay.
Something there.
I'll tell you next.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about FanDuel first?
Well, I will. Happy Super Bowl to all who celebrate, which is everybody, from FanDuel, America's number one sports book. If you're like me, Super Bowl Sunday is all about scoring the best seat on the couch, grabbing your favorite football snacks. Now, you already know I'm a big nacho guy. I'm a seven-layer dip guy. Natalie and I think we're going to host a few friends, make some wings. It's going to be a time. But also, it's about what bets I'm going to make. And what bets can you make with FanDuel? Here's a hint. Tons of them. All right? You can do much more than betting who's going to win Super Bowl 58, but player props, who's going to score, when they're going to score. You know you can bet everything on FanDuel. So many different options, and new customers join today. You get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. All right, just visit FanDuel.com/Peter to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Peter. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and over and physically present in New York. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
All right, so Saturday, Jody took me out for my birthday. And I'm very, very hard to shop for. Because when I, there's something I want, I just buy it. I don't wait for like a birthday or a holiday to get it. I just go out and get it if I want it. And there's not much I want. I'm a very simple man. So she tried to do something creative, and she She got me tickets to go with her to go see Laura Benanti's one-woman show at the Minetta Theater down in Greenwich Village. So it was three nights only. We had the Saturday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And when she told me the gift, I said, why? And she said, well, you say you like her. I said, no, I think she's gorgeous. I don't quite like know her. I saw on that Matthew Perry show.
Right, but you don't know. You're not like,
go on.
Right, but she's very accomplished. She's incredibly talented, and she's a great singer. She's won a Tony Award. She's really unbelievable. And Jody said, well, I'll try to sell the tickets. But then she looked into that, and the theater would not allow you to sell the tickets once you buy them.
Yeah, it's like connected to your phone, right?
Right. So I said, let's go. We'll make a night of it.
Who cares?
So we go there, and the seats are in the first row. It's a 400-seat theater. Very intimate. First row. Laura Benanti comes out.
Oh, yeah.
And she is the type of beauty that almost like takes your breath away. You can't believe that someone's that beautiful.
Wow.
She's really gorgeous.
I believe you.
And like the way she sings, her comedy chops and all that, and the way she looks, you can't believe that she's not a superstar. And then you see some people that are superstars and you go, why? This woman, when you put all the pieces
together,
she's got it all. Why is she not a superstar? So we're sitting there, and I was joking with Jody. I said, are you going to be upset if she, you know, she digs me and picks me out of the crowd?
Oh, yeah.
And Jody couldn't care less. Yeah.
Okay,
Mike, that's going to happen.
Okay.
Right? So we're sitting there. I told Don the story, so he's heard it. We're sitting there, and the first 20 minutes of the show, I'm thinking, she's definitely, like, looking right at me. Like, I'm about as far, double where the distance we are to each other. So Peter and I are about 4 feet away from, so it was 8 feet away.
Looking right at you.
I said, she's performing to me. Now, I didn't say anything to Jody, but Jody had to see it too.
Right.
And then I started to think, maybe it's just my ego, because I think she's so incredibly beautiful that I think she's like looking at me.
Right. Why would you think that?
25 minutes into the show.
Here we go.
She stops the show.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm really, really sorry. She's talking to me. She goes, for the first 20 minutes, I looked at you and I said, Tom Hanks in the audience. And I'm thinking, this is my big break. Tom Hanks heard about the show last night. He came to see, he's going to offer me a big con. And she goes, and I'm in my head while I'm performing, I'm thinking, that's Tom Hanks. She goes, you're not Tom Hanks, right? I said, no, I'm sorry, I'm not. And then I pointed at Joe. I said, but this is Rita Wilson. I thought that was funny. And she laughed, and then she went back into a show. So my point is, and I said, have you ever looked at me and said, Tom Hanks? I mean, people have said Kiefer Sutherland, but Tom Hanks?
Kurt Schilling.
You know what?
We don't need
We're
that.
We're going to go ahead and fall back on that one.
Well, I know. But we don't need that.
It's like,
Kurt Schilling hates me.
And Don, think about it. If I were to say to you, well, let me not do an example. But
Fred Flintstone, he wouldn't like that.
Right, right.
But that's not a thing.
Now, hold on. I thought where the story was going. Do you know where I just thought where the story was going?
That I left with her?
No.
Had a throuple?
You said you had a thing with a celebrity.
Right.
And I might be able to make it. I thought where the story was going was you were such an egomaniac, and then you realized Tom Hanks was sitting behind you.
Right.
And she was talking to Tom Hanks.
No, she was talking to me.
It really was you.
Yeah.
And she...
I don't get it.
I have very unfortunate news.
What?
Someone needs to get a doctor.
Yeah, she needs an exam.
Someone needs to send someone down.
Because I don't look like Tom Hanks,
nothing.
Right?
There's nothing.
Now, there was a very...
And that's not even an insult to like to anyone. It's just, you're not... No.
There was a very elegant woman sitting next to me. Beautiful.
Lynn Redgrave.
Beautiful woman with her husband. The show ends, and she turns to me and goes, I know you're not Tom Hanks. You're Michael Kay. I watch your show every day. Now, we don't know who's... We really have no idea who's watching or listening. I would not look at this person and go, she's in our wheelhouse as we, you know, we play the Woodja game. But she watches every day. And she goes, well, here's the weird part. My husband has the same birthday as Tom Hanks.
Full circle.
Hmm.
That part's not that weird. But,
wow. The only thing our audience has in common is no meter.
I can't believe she thought you were Tom Hanks.
But I just love the fact she was staring at me for 20 minutes. I mean, you can't be more beautiful than this woman.
But it worked out for you.
But there's nothing. No offense. I mean, it's Tom Hanks is a completely different human being than you.
I mean, it's hard. I have to go look what he looks like right now.
That is true.
I saw a picture of him posted.
He doesn't look like me now or ever.
No, now the only thing that makes him look different now is that his hair is shorter, thinner, and grayer. But other than that, he still looks like Tom Hanks. Not like you.
I don't look like Tom Hanks. And I didn't have glasses on watching the show.
I feel like he's a much smaller guy than you, too.
No, he's a big guy.
He is?
Yeah, he's pretty tall guy.
But he's like thin. He's like a little like...
I'm a waif.
What other celebrities?
Lester Patrick of the Rangers. You look at Lester Patrick, who played for the Rangers in like the 20s.
It is really,
it's
really
like,
scary.
It's like
punch it up, Peter.
It's like I'm that person. And
really?
Like, I came back and I'm a ghost.
The hockey player.
Yeah, like if he take came, a look, yeah. It's unbelievable.
If he came
Everybody
back.
Out there, Google Lester Patrick, and you think that's me 100 years ago.
Not in this one big picture.
You got to
find Yeah. There's, I mean, it's pretty similar. Right here?
I mean, there's a picture that it's almost identical. It's just a headshot of him.
This one?
No, that's not it. Is it Lester Patrick or somebody?
Yes. You got
you
it,
don't
right?
look that much like Lester Patrick.
Well, this is not the one, Don. This guy's an older gentleman. Well, Lynn Patrick.
Lynn Patrick.
Lester Patrick.
How do you spell Lynn?
L-Y-N-N, I think.
I'm sorry. You're right. Lynn Patrick.
Oh boy! Yeah.
Am I right?
No, that's weird.
Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah, it's not a great compliment.
She looked down at me. She goes, "I'm sorry, I thought you were Lynn Patrick."
It disturbed me because he's been dead 35 years.
I thought you were the dead hockey player.
Yeah, when did he pass? It was a long time ago.
I can tell by the picture this guy's been gone for a long time. Wow.
But, I mean, in fairness to Miss Benanti, the show was unbelievable.
You enjoyed
the show? I loved it.
Where did you have dinner?
Oh, the place was Villa Mosconi, an Italian joint. I walked in. So we walked like 3 blocks from the parking lot.
Sure.
And I'm sorry, everybody. I had to pee so bad. I thought I was going to go in my pants.
Okay.
So I walked in and the guy, I guess he's the owner. And I just ran to the bathroom. So he must have thought I was a complete jerk. But I came back out. He said every afternoon, he goes, "We all stand around the bar and watch your show."
So we
watch
your way.
Yeah. Every afternoon, he goes, "I can't believe you're in this restaurant."
No way.
Yeah.
What was the place called?
Villa Mosconi.
And it was delicious?
It was delicious.
What'd you get?
What do you think? Chicken parm.
Chicken parm, of course. What'd Jody get?
Jody, she had some kind of artichoke thing, which she loved, and then some kind of pasta. We had a caprese salad. Excellent.
What a birthday.
A great birthday.
Wow, good for you.
But it shows you the difference between, you know, Jody now and like Jody when she was younger, because the Benante show was from 7 to 8:30. So I mean, we're in Greenwich Village. We could go to the Comedy Cellar. There's all these great bars, and we're walking past. I said, "You want to go out?" "No, I'm good." She was so exhausted.
What time was dinner?
Early.
She had 5:30 dinner.
5:30 right. dinner.
7 o'clock.
Well, that's going to make you tired.
And then she said, "I said, I'm ready to roll till 2.
Well, no, but it was your birthday. I'm sure she would have rolled with you, no?
But I never want to push her because she does so much with the kids.
You would have hit the scene.
I would have hit the scene, especially because I knew Laura Benanti might be out there lurking.
Right, and maybe up for a... And by the way, the way it seems with Jody, she wouldn't even care.
She wouldn't care. She wouldn't blink. Do your thing. I'll take an Uber home.
Exactly.
Lynn passed away in 1980, by the way.
Oh, so he's not totally like disintegrated.
Well, I don't know how
he's been
long
dead
it
for
takes.
44
well,
years.
Well, if you're embalmed the right way, you're still around. There's Lynn Patrick on TV. Look at me in a
that
hockey
is
jersey.
So you. It's so weird.
Some little tiny lips and mouth. The bags under the eyes. Yeah. It's me.
Strange.
The Power Alley hairline.
He really is you.
He is me.
Yeah. That must get you a lot of ladies. I look just like the great
in Canada.
Anthony,
like
can
Vancouver.
You do me on this? Is really because she in the show she says she lives in Jersey. I think you should try to get Laura on. Just let's pick apart. You know, what do you see Tom Hanks in me?
That is bizarre.
It is bizarre. Tom Hanks. And I knew she was performing to me.
And so you weren't wrong about that part, at least.
No, I knew. I still have that.
No, you know when a woman's...
I haven't lost it completely.
You know when a woman's performing for you.
She was performing for me.
Hello.
Or to me. I wouldn't say for me.
Hmm.
And not with
Depends.
You.
Depends.
Well, she was great. The show was great. She's beyond beautiful.
We know how you feel about her at this point.
She's 44 years old, and it's about as... I mean, as good looking a woman as you could have, my wife and her.
That's it. Oh, yeah. It just happened to be that you were they were both there at the same time.
And the woman sitting next to us.
Are you this comfortable telling Natalie how attracted you are to other women?
Because Natalie's still, you know, it's new. Jody's seen and done everything with me. I mean, it's over. She has no
interest. I don't know.
Like you with Natalie. You with Nancy. She has,
no, I don't think Don
she's
would.
Done with you.
I don't think Don would go this far.
No, but I wouldn't go that far.
But you know she's done with you.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I don't, you know, still have some respect for the sanctity of marriage.
The sanctity of marriage?
I would never act like that.
Oh, I know, but
just saying that if something did occur, I don't think Jody would care.
Right.
But I'm good.
But you went on and on about her.
Right.
To the point where she thought it'd be good to get tickets, thinking that you liked her work.
Right, and I told her
it was really just about the way she looked.
She's gorgeous. Although she was very good in the Matthew Perry show.
Go on.
Yeah, go on.
That was good. It was canceled in one season, but it was good.
Hey, listen, it's Laura, it's Michael Kay, but yeah. Not Tom Hanks.
Hello.
But when it comes to travel, nothing beats Legends Limousine. I felt the difference. And let me tell you, it's real. When my family and I need a ride to the airport or out of town, we choose Legends. Their commitment to safety makes every trip a breeze. These guys are not just any service. They've been setting the gold standard for over 30 years. I trust them, and so should you. Call 1-888-LEGENDS or visit legendslimousine.com and use the code ESPN10 to snag 10% off. Travel like a legend with Legends Limousine.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.